Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today, we've got something really cool on the agenda. Absolutely, we're diving into the ultimate secret behind Midjourney V7 Flux. It's a game changer for anyone creating thumbnails in 2026. Exactly. You know, it shouldn't feel like you're trying to rebuild a transmission in the dark when you're working with tools like this, right? I mean, when you're scrolling through Discord, seeing all those amazing images, it's frustrating to think, why doesn't my output look like that? Totally. Think of it like a tune-up for your creative engine. If you're struggling with low click-through rates or just tired of battling with DALL-E 3 for that cinematic feel, this is for you. So, what's the first thing we need to know about Midjourney V7 Flux? Well, let's start with the basics. Think of it as a recipe. Midjourney V7 isn't just a fresh coat of paint. It's a robust tool that really listens to your prompts. Oh, wow. That's actually really interesting. So it all started back in April 2025, right? Right. It launched in alpha and was a bit rough, but by June, it became the standard version. The prompt processing improved a lot, meaning you can actually communicate your vision better. That's a big leap. How does Midjourney V7 compare to something like DALL-E 3? Great question. Currently, Midjourney holds about 25% of the generative AI image tool market, with nearly 21 million people testing it on Discord. They gather tons of data to refine the model. Wow, that's massive. So the more users, the better the tool gets? Exactly. Plus, V7 has enhanced coherence in rendering, especially for tricky things like hands and bodies. No more weird seven-finger nightmares from 2024. Aha! That's a relief. So what about the secret thumbnail hack for 2026? Ah, here comes the secret sauce. I call it the flux layering technique. A lot of users just type in a prompt and hope for the best, but consistent results come from a solid workflow. So this technique is about layering different elements to enhance detail for mobile screens? Exactly. Use Midjourney V7 for your base composition, and then upscale or adjust specific areas for clarity. It's all about sharpening what matters. Got it. That sounds super helpful. Now I hear a lot of pros are switching to the Flux 1.1 Pro. What's up with that? Right. So if you're creating thumbnails just for fun, the basic plan works fine, but many design teams are opting for the pro workflow because of privacy and speed. Ah, I see. So privacy is a big concern, especially when you're working on client projects. You bet. If you're brainstorming a viral concept for a client, you definitely don't want competitors peeking at your prompts on a public Discord feed. That sounds like a nightmare. And how much are those? Pro plans? The pro plan is $48 a month, while the mega plan goes for $96. But for most solo creators, that mega plan is just overkill unless you're generating thousands of images a month. So, what common mistakes do people make when using Midjourney V7? Well, one major mistake is overprompting. Users often think that more words equal better images, but that's not the case. Midjourney V7 is smart. It gets confused with too much information. Interesting. So, keeping it simple is key? Exactly. Just tell it what you want. Also, there's a legal aspect to consider. Many creators are ignoring the legal space around copyright, which can be risky. Oh, right. Especially with big studios filing lawsuits. So it's better to avoid prompts that use trademarked names? Correct. Instead of naming a specific movie, describe the mood or lighting, like cinematic teal and orange lighting. You'll achieve a similar effect without the legal headaches. That's a smart approach. What about pricing for Midjourney V7? Is it worth it? Good question. The pricing tiers are basic at $8, standard at $24, pro at $48, and mega at $96. For casual users, the basic plan might be okay, but you'll run out of fast hours quickly. Jordan, that's like having a car with a tiny gas tank. Exactly. The standard plan at $24 is often the sweet spot for content creators because it offers unlimited relax mode, letting you generate concepts all night. And the Pro plan is great for those who need the stealth mode, right? Right? If you need thumbnails without dealing with Discord complexities, you might want to explore alternatives like Banana Thumbnail, which can be more cost-effective. Riley, Santos, The creative storyteller always says the tool doesn't matter as much as the story you're telling. Absolutely. If Journey, Midjourney, V7 helps you tell that story faster, it's worth it. But if it just adds friction, it might not be the best investment. So what's the takeaway here? The key is to find the right tool that works for you and helps you create without hassle. Midjourney, V7 is a powerful option, but make sure it aligns with your needs. Jordan, that's a great way to wrap it up. So that's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.